It's less than a month to go before the Amsterdam Marathon, and I'm getting slightly nervous. It is September 25th, and I'm running on the 21st. The marathon is on the 21st of October. This week, I happen to be in New York. I've been running around Central Park. I've done one 9.5K training session, which was very slow and nice. I did that with the two friends I'm staying with, and then I also did a 20K, 23K training session by myself, which was also nice, just running around Central Park. It was twice around Central Park and then running back to their place in Harlem. After doing that, though, I was actually struck down with some food poisoning. I was really sick. I've been really sick for the last 24 hours. And just before I came to New York, my wife was really sick. She was injured. It looks like she's not going to be doing the marathon. Her foot is bad. She's got some muscle spasms or something in the arch of her foot, which means that she won't be able to run, or it looks very unlikely she'll be able to run. So once again, gets you thinking, in ways in which you wouldn't have thought, and recognizing your health and how fragile that is. If I don't recover from this food poisoning, which I will, but if I don't recover it in time, I know that I won't be able to run a fast marathon. Hannah has a problem with her foot, and she won't be able to run her half marathon. We take our health so much for granted. We take the fact that we are injury free so much for granted. And when an injury strikes, or when sickness strikes, we do not get ill, or the effects of illness and ill health do not happen gradually. It's in steps. So it's not that your running time for the marathon just reduces slowly. All of a sudden you become sick and you can't run a marathon. Or all of a sudden you get an injury and you can't run a marathon. We become old in step changes. It's not a beautiful gradual decline. We step change from being able to run a flight of stairs to then only being able to walk up a flight of stairs. We step change from being able to run a half marathon to then only being able to run 10 kilometers before our knee gives out, if we have 40 knees or whatever it might be. And I think sometimes in society we don't recognize it. We just think that it's a gradual, dignified decline. And dealing with those shocks, dealing with those sudden changes to our ability is hard to deal with. I've seen a little bit of that with my food poisoning. I've seen a little bit of that with Hannah's foot, but hopefully the foot and the food poisoning will pass. But I know that when we do get old, when we are struck down by an injury, when my knees give out, it doesn't mean that my knees will give out and I just run slower. All of a sudden I won't be able to do things. And I don't think society recognises that. I don't think society and all of us are properly mentally ready and adjusted to recognise that is going to happen. So the picture today is of a medical book about running injuries. It's a picture of what is wrong with Hannah's foot. So you can have a look at that. And I'll keep you posted as to how my food poisoning get on and how my training in New York is getting on. I actually love New York. Central Park is beautiful to run around, especially in September.